Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional web development and related services with globally competitive pricing. The title is Building Mental Toughness Without Burning Out. Mental toughness is often associated with pushing through discomfort, staying disciplined, and refusing to quit when things become difficult. Those qualities matter, but there is a point where persistence stops building resilience and starts draining it. True mental toughness isn't about ignoring exhaustion or operating under constant pressure. It's about developing the resilience to handle challenges while protecting your ability to keep going over the long term. Rethink what mental toughness means. Being mentally tough doesn't mean being unaffected by stress, disappointment, fear, or fatigue. It means being able to experience those things without allowing them to completely determine your actions. Resilience includes persistence, but it also requires adaptability and self-awareness. Sometimes strength means continuing despite discomfort. At other times, it means recognizing that your current approach isn't sustainable and making an adjustment. Know the difference between discomfort and depletion. Personal growth rarely feels completely comfortable. Starting something unfamiliar, having a difficult conversation, or pursuing an ambitious goal can create anxiety and resistance. That doesn't necessarily mean you should stop. The important distinction is between discomfort and depletion. Temporary frustration or nervousness may simply be part of growth. Persistent exhaustion, irritability, difficulty concentrating, declining performance, and emotional detachment can indicate that you're running on empty. Ask yourself, am I avoiding something difficult, or do I genuinely need recovery? Build resilience gradually. Mental toughness develops much like physical strength. You challenge yourself, recover, adapt, and gradually increase what you're capable of handling. Instead of constantly testing your limits, build resilience through manageable challenges. Take on greater responsibilities, confront situations you've previously avoided, and practice following through when motivation fades. Consistency matters more than occasional periods of extreme effort. Make recovery part of the plan. Rest shouldn't only happen once you're completely exhausted. Recovery is part of maintaining strong performance. Adequate sleep, exercise, downtime, hobbies, social connection, and periods away from work all help restore the resources required to deal with future challenges. Planning recovery doesn't make you less disciplined. It makes your discipline sustainable. Stop measuring strength by suffering. It's easy to confuse toughness with how much discomfort you're willing to tolerate. But enduring something simply because you can isn't always strength. Setting a boundary, changing direction, asking for help, or walking away from an unhealthy situation may require considerable courage. A better question is not, how much can I endure? But, is enduring this helping me become who I want to be? Focus on sustainable progress. Burnout often develops when every day becomes another test of how hard you can push yourself. Sustainable personal growth works differently. There will be periods when you can move quickly and others when you need to maintain, recover, or reassess. None of these automatically represents failure. Mental toughness isn't about pushing yourself until something breaks. It's about developing the discipline to keep moving, the awareness to recognize your limits, and the wisdom to recover when necessary. The goal isn't simply to survive difficult seasons. It's to emerge from them capable of continuing forward. Want to hear some more from the Webmobile blog? Please subscribe, like and follow. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers, hope you listen or read again soon.